This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
Of course, we know that it's a good thing to avoid evil pleasures. But according to the Word of God, according to Paul here in the book of Ephesians, we need to go even further in this matter. Because Paul instructs us to rebuke those who engage in it and expose them. For often our silence, and certainly that's the case today, is interpreted as approval. God needs people who will take a stand for what is right. So whoever you are, we need to lovingly speak out for what is true and what is right if we are and call ourselves a child of God. We're in verse 13 of chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, where Paul says, "But when you expose them, the light shines in upon their sin and shows it up, and when they see how wrong they really are, some of them may even become children of light." Now, let's face it, what these individuals, these wolves, do not want ever is their words and their deeds brought out into the public arena. They want rather to operate behind closed doors. They operate in anonymity. Things like email and social media and the web under pseudonyms, through private phone calls and whispers and innuendos. The light of day, the openness of the public display, well, that tends to manifest the truth. And accusations are easy to check out when they're public and open. So these folks don't want that, of course. They want darkness. They want secrecy. Not an open discussion. And when rebuke is given, their deeds become exposed and it causes them to come into the light or retreat further into the darkness. There is no standing still either way. Jesus declared that, quote, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light, lest his works be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they have been done in God," end quote. This is why we as a church, a local church, we have always tried to deal with such difficult matters out in the open, in the community of believers. We got nothing to hide, so we put everybody in the room and put it out there. It's kind of just a matter of turning on the light. For it is then we know that the cockroaches scatter. Now, for the record, countless times we have made offers to sit down as Christians and discuss an issue that divides us with others. And I got to tell you, I cannot remember a time when anyone ever took us up on that offer. The direction that we read here in this book, it's hard. And it's not going to happen with an immature, uncommitted individual, but it will happen with those who seek maturity, those who desire to grow up, and who do not want to be a Peter Pan Christian. "Whoever makes manifest is light," the King James says. I mean, does that describe you? Are you operating your faith in the light or in the dark? Are you willing to shine the light on the truth? Verse 14 of our text goes on today saying, "That is why God says in the scriptures, 'Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light.' So be careful now how you act. These are difficult days. Don't be fools, but be wise and make the most out of every opportunity you have for doing good." Now, just for the record, it's clear that Paul the Apostle knows this stuff is hard too. It's not like, you know, he's asking us to do something and he doesn't realize. But both he and Christ himself desired that we wake up. Let's face it, it's easy just to shut our eyes to all of this stuff and avoid those difficult aspects of walking in the faith and certainly confronting another. But we are being called to wake up and to look around. We need to see the truth, to face the ramifications of it. And if we don't, we are told we are fools. That's what we become when we shut our eyes and pretend that this stuff isn't happening or doesn't happen. Look, if we seek the honesty that comes in the light, then Christ will indeed cause us to actually see the light. Or our choice rather is that we live out our faith in the dark. You know what? For many of us, it is way long past time to grow up in our faith.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.